You're listening to Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live, the radio show that's full of tons of useful stuff. Women, work, health, fitness, cars, tech, pizza, and beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin here from Men's Health Magazine and Men's Health Live.
Men's Health Live is brought to you by Craftsman Made to Make. And Andrew Daniels is here from menshealth.com. We always love to have Andrew on the show because I like to tease him that every story that appears on menshealth.com is about the destruction of his life. And today's no exception, Andrew. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
And there's three stories we want to talk to you about. The first one I know is about you. It's part of our monthly Am I Normal series, and this is the question. I embellish stories I tell my friends. Am I normal? I know you secretly wrote this in and wrote in a reader's name. Is it normal for us as guys to, maybe make things up a little bit, maybe tell a story?
It's totally normal, right? So at social events, you're kind of expected to entertain people. You're almost on a stage in a way. It's normal to kind of embellish small details as long as you're not straight up lying about, a place that, like, say you went to Australia.
A hard time understanding the difference between embellishing and lying.
That means you're lying, Greg.
So you started to say if you really went to the mall, but you told people you went to Australia, that might be lying.
Exactly. But if you went to the mall and you say, I saw this crazy, fight between, whoever, I think that's embellishing because, it's conceivable that might happen and no one's going to call you on it. Probably not. So okay.
What if it's a better story if I lie a little bit?
That's fine. I mean, like I said, you're on the stage. You want to entertain people. As long as it's not something that's going to get you in trouble, it's fine. You're normal. A lot of guys do it.
You know what, Greg, what this is helping me do is revisit that time not that long ago that we all interviewed Andrew for a job here at Men's Health.
And I'm thinking
maybe we need to go back and review the tapes. That's all I'm saying.
Were you really the editor of The New Yorker, Andrew, before you came to Men's Health?
Right, I was. When I was
or was it Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
Division I basketball player, set the record in the mile. Those are just some of the stories I remember him telling.
All right, exactly. So what I've just learned from what you said is it's totally fine and normal to embellish a good story, to make it a good story. It's Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin here from Men's Health and Men's Health Live. We're with Andrew Daniels, one of the editors there at menshealth.com. It's totally normal to embellish a story, to make it a good story. And if you're not sure if you're lying to yourself, and you probably need to get some professional help. I think that's what I hear you saying.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. So the other two stories are kind of money stories. I'm not sure which one we should tackle first. One is 5 ways to hack your phone bill, how to save on your cell phone bill. And the other is 4 financial sins that ruin relationships. I really like the meat of this story about ruining relationships because I think if couples don't talk about money up front, they're going to have a whole lot of trouble down the road. Is that the kind of things you're reporting in this story?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a really good point. I mean, it all comes down to being more open and having that communication. Here's a pretty shocking stat. 1 in 3 adults who have combined their finances in a current or past relationship admit to committing what we call financial infidelity, right? Turns out that this type of cheating has serious consequences. 76% of respondents reported that financial.
So is this like my friend who found out his wife had secret credit cards?
Exactly. So secret credit cards is huge. That has the most potential of destroying a relationship because it encourages secrecy and deceit. Not only could it mess up her credit rating, but if she can't pay those cards off, it affects your financial health as well. So that's one of them. Another one is, she ignores any conversation about money. She makes a big purchase without telling you. When she's not transparent, that's what's really the root of all of this deception and something you guys need to work on.
I got married almost 20 years ago. And I have to tell you that the reason I decided to get married and to marry the woman I did was because of an article I read in Men's Health. That's the honest to God truth.
Wow.
And one of the things that article said was, if you can't talk to her about money, don't marry her.
Wow.
And that That was such a meaningful lesson for me. There were other lessons in it too, like before you marry a woman, you got to go visit the factory, meaning you got to go check out her mom because that's what your wife's going to look like in 20 years. All great advice. Andrew, thanks for joining us. Andrew Daniels from menshealth.com. And coming up next, more useful stuff from this month's issue of Men's Health. You're listening to Men's Health Live.
Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin is presented by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Trust in your hands.